SBS Radio.
In Philippines, I was practicing self-taught artist then. I'm already, before I come here in Australia, I'm kind of already doing that in Manila, which is, I'm doing good. But then when I moved here, it's changed, and I decided to study art in Perth just to expand the vocabulary and all that stuff. So, and because you don't know what's going on. And actually, it's a good move. So I decided to do fine arts. And all that, yeah, but you have a bit of understanding, you get orientation of what is art here, which is really a good way to settle to and to be here.
So, paano po nag-evolve yung art
before? Well, evolved you're meeting local artists, you get involved with exhibition, you share studio with other artists, and from there you build up networking and all that, and then the way survival, I mean, there's a lot of funding here, you could write projects, so if you are good with that, you could also do that. I do that a few times, but it's not always you get it, but if you have a good, decent idea, it's always good, you'll get it, yeah.
Pag-ibig ang naging dahilan kung bakit siya'y nangibang bayan. Si Diocnio Pasilan ay isang Pilipinong artist sa Australia. Una niyang nakilalang kabiyak sa buhay sa Pilipinas nung siya'y nagtatrabaho pa para sa Australian Embassy sa bansa. Nagdesisyong manirahan sa Perth, subukin ang mamuhay sa ibang bansa, panibagong simula, para sa nooy bagong magkatuwang sa buhay. Ngunit matapos ang maraming taong paninirahan sa Perth, sa paglaki ng kanilang nag-iisang anak na lalaki, kanilang pinagdesisyon ng lumipat para sa mas maraming oportunidad, di lamang para sa kanila, kundi partikular sa kanilang anak.
We decided to move from Perth because during those time in Perth, the housing is very expensive, started. Then we stay in a small apartment. We have boy growing up, so it's getting small, the space. So we sold the one in Perth and then we moved here. And it's quite reasonable when we move here in Ballarat. So that's the main thing. And also, seeing the different state, which is big difference. I mean, Perth and Victoria is totally different. I could see it. I thought I could just accept, I'm already in Australia, you know. But you see different states, you tell you what is Australia more.
Mula paliparan, sakay ng kanilang rental car, tila may nagtulak sa kanilang subukin ang Ballarat.
Yung pinag-isipan namin, kasi sa Perth, it's already isolated. Okay, so when we go to Tasmania, we're gonna be the same. Although we like Tasmania, but the going in and out, the flying out, it's quite isolated. So when we came here just straight from the airport and just check out Ballarat. We don't really know. Then when you say Ballarat, this is nice here. It's not far away from Melbourne and it's quite big. We don't really know. We just decided to go to Ballarat. And what I did, I go first to all this local gallery and introduce myself and kind of work from there and then started to know the community.
Hindi naging madaling magsimulang muli. Kinailangan niyang maging masipag at hanapin ang mga oportunidad para makilala at lumawak ang kanyang mundo sa sining.
It's a bit hard. It's a bit, well, compared to like what we had in the Philippines, it's quite different the dynamic of art practice dito sa Ballarat. And also the community here is quite small in terms of big city, you know. So, but there's a lot of opportunity that you do project related to community project, which is what I do.
Ngunit matapos ang ilang panahon, natutunan na rin kung paano mamuhay sa mas maliit na komunidad habang napapalawak niya ang kanyang mundo.
Well, I think what you have to do is to keep in touch with your locality, introduce yourself, create some works to show, and that's the only way. Because that's what I did when I first moved here. I meet lots of old people, senior citizens, and then I portrait them. I paint portrait and then I keep in touch with the local gallery and I show that paintings. So that's my introduction to the local. The challenge probably is, well, art. Ang survival ng art is quite difficult. So it's the only way we do is to do a bit of a project, going to school, teaching a bit of workshop with the kids. And I think that's and driving. Before I don't drive, so now I drive. So that's the most hard part too, because wherever you go, you know, you rely on public transport. But now I drive, which is good. So it's all good.
Di nagtagal ay nakakilala rin ang mga kapwa-alagad ng sining at kasama nila ay tinataguyod ng grupo ang mga natatanging lokal na talino. Abala si Diokno Pasilan sa kanilang grupo sa maliit na proyekto at pagtaguyod at hatid ng suporta sa mga local artists. Nabigyan siya ng espasyo sa isang local cafe upang i-display ang obra ng iba't ibang mga artists sa lugar.
I came here with Steve. He just started his business and he just really started and then kind of make friends with him. And then I said, you want me to do some works in the wall? He said, yeah. So actually, it's from the beginning, we set it up like that. And what I did, I kind of called it Rat Art Space, and we curated it with other artists from Soldiers Hill in Ballarat. So we're two of us, we're doing it. And we touched with local artists to curate it, and the artists hung their work. We hung their work without commission when the sales. They're just, so we just, basically, that's what we do. I mean, airport to have a community. You have to do it here in Ballarat. Otherwise, there's nothing happen. So if you talk about community, to how do you make you feel at home, this is the way.
Sa ngayon, isa sa mga pinagsisikapan niya ay maiugnay ang mga Pinoy artists sa mga artists sa Ballarat. Sinimulan na ang unang hakbang at umaasa na ito'y mamumunga sa mga darating na panahon.
I met a while ago Charlie Koo, he's from Negros, and he has his own gallery there. That's what we're trying to do, like connect locally, network Ballarat and Negros artists. We like to do that, but we will see how it will work. Because what I want, and also nice to have a local artist here to introduce to Philippines. And just kind of exchange, you know.
Isa sa mahalagang natutunan ni Diokno Pasilan sa kanyang pagsisimulang muli, kailangang magsikap at maging panatag ang paniniwala at tiwala sa sariling galing at talino.
Well, you have to do that eh. That's what I mean. It's a very rigid art scene in Australia. You cannot just go there and they tell you what to do. You have to do it yourself. You have to introduce yourself. You have to show, because that's all about art. You have to show what you're doing. So once you're showing it, and then people started to notice, oh, I know this person, he could work. And so it's very hard. But that's the way how... But what I like here is you have your own time to do it. Yes, Ballarat, you have your own time. So you have to control, manage your time. If you don't do that, then the boredom is coming. I don't want that.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.